This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Over the past year, President Donald Trump has been all over the headlines, on the front pages certainly, but also in places you might not have expected, like the sports section, when he weighed in on the controversies in the NFL. And of course, you'll find him all over Twitter as well.
But it's not just the United States where Donald Trump is compelling news. This week, a reporter for a chain of radio stations across the UK has been in Milwaukee to explore the impact of Donald Trump after a year in office. Connor Gillis is based in Glasgow, Scotland, but his reporting is carried around Great Britain. And he joins us in the studio to talk about what he's learned from his time in Wisconsin. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
What was it that brought you not just to the U.S., but to this part of the U.S. to report the particular stories that you're working on?
Yeah, so the U.K. And indeed the world is obsessed with Donald Trump at the moment and all things U.S. politics. So it was really important to mark Trump's first year in power from his inauguration last year. How are people feeling now, those that brought him into power and those who were really resistant against him? Because obviously here in America, he's a polarizing man, but indeed across the world, everyone thinks the same. So he's a hot topic in the UK, and it was important to come out here, speak to the voters, and really get a feel of what he's feeling like.
The American presidency tends to, at least from our standpoint, be sort of an outsized topic around the world regardless. How do people that you encounter in the UK view this particular presidency versus when Barack Obama was in office?
So? Yeah, I think this president in the UK is viewed like, you know, the rule book has been torn up in terms of the way that President Donald Trump speaks, the way that he communicates, his diplomacy. Everything is different. Everything has been changed. So, you know, the US side of politics has always been a huge thing in the UK and across the world. But really the focus now, Donald Trump changing everything, and it really makes it more of an entertainment piece, doesn't it?
Well, and so how did you decide you wanted to tell that story once you got on the ground in Milwaukee?
So I started the journey off in D.C., speaking to people down there. I was doing a package specifically on the fake news phenomenon, and I thought it was important to meet reporters down at the Washington Post and really get a feel of how that story has played out. But also it was important to travel up to what has been described and, you know, back home sort of describing it as a reporting tour of the Rust Belt states. And it was important to get out and meet those people that brought Trump to power. And Wisconsin in general, you know, was a really interesting place for us to come and visit because, as everyone knows listening to this, it was such a tight margin that Trump won. So what was it that brought Trump over the line? You know, this state had voted Democrat for decades and here we are, Trump coming in and stealing the show. So it was a really interesting take and, you know, it was important to come and try and reflect that here. Why and, you know, what are people thinking?
Well, and so who were the kinds of people that you thought were best in place to tell that story as you sniffed around here?
Well, you know, in the UK, you can walk up to anyone on the street and find them being opposed to Donald Trump. The same in DC. I was finding very similar views down there. But I wanted to get up here and speak to people that are really staunch Donald Trump supporters. So I arrived here earlier on the week and I went out to sort of downtown Milwaukee. I was getting the feeling pretty similar to DC actually, that it very liberal, you know, people here are anti-Trump. So, you know, it was important to get out to the smaller towns and cities out with Milwaukee to have a gathering of views down there. So I went down to Waukesha and met people down there. The taxi driver who was taking me down there was very pro-Trump. And, you know, when I arrived, it'll be no surprise to people listening to this that I found many, many Trump supporters down there with interesting stories to tell.
Do you think you have a more nuanced idea in your mind about the appeal of Donald Trump since you've been here?
Yeah, I came to the state thinking everyone here is pro-Trump. I'm going to get a real, you know, I'm going to arrive here and everyone that I meet is going to be mega supporters of Donald Trump. That is not the case. And I was quite shocked, actually, when I arrived here. And I found it quite difficult for the first few days to try and find people who were in support of Donald Trump. Because, as I mentioned, I've got so much audio, so much content of folk who are anti-Trump. So it was important to try and get that balance. So, yeah. Yeah, it's been quite tricky.
Well, and there's a lot been reported just in the last week or two about Donald Trump's approval ratings being historically low levels for a president after his first year in office. Did you get the sense when you spoke with Donald Trump supporters that they were enthusiastic about sharing what it is that still appeals to them about him?
Yeah, I think what struck me is, and you know, people in the UK and indeed in some parts of the US are in a bit of a bubble. Anything that Donald Trump says is controversial, and people are going to criticize him for what he says. The feeling that I was getting from his supporters in Waukesha and other places was that this man could say anything, but it's his focus on jobs, the economy, revitalizing those communities that maybe felt forgotten before. So, you know, you've got the two stories to tell there, and it's important to get both views.
They think of Donald Trump, the Twitter feed, and Donald Trump, the policymaker, as two different entities. To
Yeah, they feel that he's a breath of fresh air. He's shooting from the hip. He's being direct. You know, the taxi driver who was taking me down there, the Uber driver, said, you know, he is a breath of fresh air. He's like no other. And that sort of sums it up. They don't care what he says. In fact, the more outrageous his comments are, then, you know, that really plays into his support base, doesn't it?
Do you see any bleed through into either UK or European politics as a whole from the Donald Trump effect?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your listeners will probably be familiar with Brexit, which is the UK, of course, voting to leave the European Union after decades and decades in there. And, you know, people there, critics, journalists, politicians were pretty clued up and thought that, you know, the UK would vote to remain in the EU. And then the voting happened and the results came through and look, we're leaving the EU. So it was a bit like the Donald Trump effect. You know, there was the rise of people who felt disengaged, people that were seeing all this money ploughing into the EU. Whether that was true or not is a different story. But, you know, it's a similar tale, isn't it?
What about the decorum with which politicians carry themselves? There's been a lot made about Donald Trump speaking in a certain way and others sort of falling into step with that way, the way people treat each other.
Yeah, we've got a high-profile politician in the UK, former leader of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, a good friend of Donald Trump, and he is probably of a similar stance to Mr. Trump. He says it like it is. Well, he thinks he says it like it is, and he is a controversial character. Some people see his comments as racist, etc. But to his core support, he is saying it like it is, and he's, you know, his phrase around the Brexit campaign was, "We're taking back control," similar to Trump.
Many of the reports that you produce end up on this countrywide talk radio network. How much does Donald Trump dominate talk radio in the UK versus what you hear in this country?
You only have, if you tuned in to one of the stations right now, LBC Radio in the UK, switch that on. I can guarantee you they'll probably be talking about Trump, something he said, you know, his policy, how it's affecting the UK. You know, Rex Tillerson has made a comment today about Trump going to the UK and why that visit has been called off. It's hot news. It's the hot topic, and yes, it's talked about every single day.
You know, I guess if I were in this country and I were listening to talk radio or even my own radio station do nothing but talk about Theresa May, or I might start to resent that after a while. Is there any resentment or is it just pure fascination?
I think it's pure fascination and people want to know. You know, I mentioned there a minute ago, it's a bit like entertainment. You know, it's not entertainment for people here who are feeling the effects of, you know, potentially being kicked out of the country and various other policies. But back in the UK, his rhetoric, his tone, his style of campaigning is entertaining for people, and it's what people are talking about and it's what they want to hear.
It is a remarkable time to be doing these stories in this country.
absolutely fantastic time to be a journalist. And, you know, getting that sense of how the reporters at the Washington Post were feeling when I was down there, they say, you know, it's an avalanche of news. Every day they wake up, his tweets, it's a blizzard of journalism, and it's a good time to be in the industry, however critical and, you know, defensive it has to be at times.
Connor Gillis, thanks so much. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Connor Gillis is a Scottish radio reporter. He's been embedded at WUWM for the past week as he's produced stories on Donald Trump's first year in office for stations in the UK. You can hear them at WUWM.com.